Welcome to the Dragon's Breath podcast, put on by 4th through 8th graders at the Southern Delaware School of the Arts. Listen to their opinions, thoughts, and feelings on today's issues. Enjoy.
This is Dragon's Breath podcast, back with another podcast with Teo, Liam, Maria. Today we'll be talking about books and how they affect our learning.
Personally, I like books a lot. And I have my room completely full of books. And one of my newer books that I got was one by Bill Nye and Gregory Moon. And it's called Jack and the Geniuses. It's a pretty good book. I finished reading it like last week. And it has a bunch of facts in it too, which I really like. So it hints a bunch of facts in the story.
Okay, so I read a lot because my dad makes me, and I've grown to like it. I used to hate it, but I really love it now, and I've kind of found, like, my own little, kind of, like, genre of books that I like to read, and I love reading because, like, it helps you because it helps you with writing. If you read, like, a lot of books, it's, like, your writing is guaranteed to, like, get better because you see how the authors do it and how, like, the professional people are, like, maybe putting irony into their books or putting, like, big vocabulary into their books or something.
Adding on to that, like, if you read a lot, your vocabulary increases, like, you have more knowledge into what to use when you're writing or generally speaking normally.
I think some books help with your imagination and being more creative.
Here, I think books help us express us more, because since we can't really express ourselves in uniform, reading different books that we like, there's really no limit on what kind of book you can bring in.
Yeah, so, like, I read manga, so I'm cool. Yeah. And does anyone think there should be a limit? Not a limit, but a certain genre of books that teachers would say, well, you can maybe save that for home, but not today. I love reading manga. Manga is, like, my favorite thing in the world to read, like Naruto, Attack on Titans, Death Note, and Black Butler, and all these different things, like manga. And I've always, like, Miss Burton, she was like, well, that's not really a real book, so maybe we can do this for... Oh, I said Miss Burton. Maybe we could do this for a while, and then we get back to that. And I think that's, like, it's a book. It's got words, and it's got paper, and it's got a cover, and an author wrote it. So I think that I should be able to read it.
The problem with reading books, like, as a class, is that some kids don't know any of the words that are in a book. If it's, like, a challenging book or something, then it's harder to read as a class because you don't get very far in a day, and it's kind of hard. I like reading by myself, mainly. That's what I do, really, but if we have to read as a class, I'll be fine with it, as long as we aren't taking, like, very long pauses in between paragraphs and stuff.
Yeah, I get what you mean, but I don't like being forced to read a book that I don't like. I loved, like, some of the book choices were good, and some of them were, like, good for, like, a day or two in the beginning. But then I was like, this is not my book. It has to, like, when I read, it has to be a book I love to get into it, but, I mean, I guess you're forced to read it in school.
Teachers sometimes, teachers, if you're reading as a class, they will most likely choose the book. Sometimes they might take a child's choice into account, but usually, like, I like most of the books that I've had in class so far. Now teachers are using, like, new books, newer books and stuff, and then they get, like, giant books, and it just keeps on changing every year.
We just had a book project in sixth grade, and you have to read a book, and after you read the book, we had to do a plot diagram, which was, like, kind of saying, like, where was, like, the peak of this book, and then, like, the resolution, and then the conflict, and then we had to do, like, a little project with it, like, make our own book covers, and we had to come up with a new title, a new price, our own publishing company, like, with their name, and it was super fun. I chose The Twilight, because I was just like, no, I'm looking for a good book, and so I read it, and it was really good, and I think I'm going to read the other ones, but I don't know. I like when we have a project, but the teachers let you choose your own book, because really, if they force you to read a book, you're not going to enjoy it, and you're not going to get as much as you would from a book that you like.
Sometimes When a teacher picks a book, she or he could show you something that you didn't know that you could like before. Like one time, Mrs. Litchfield read a book that I didn't think I would be interested in, but then it turned out that it was a pretty good book and I read the second one.
Miss Lobo, last year, we read a book in second grade called The Book of Ivan, and she made us read it again, even though half or more, mostly everybody in the class has already read it.
I think, like, the books that teachers usually give out, they don't usually give kids really challenging books, but, like, with hard books that you may find, like, in a library or something, like, they might help you learn more if you didn't, like, know all of the vocabulary in the book, but really, if you have a bunch of hard words in there, you're kind of just reading and then, like, skipping those words when you're going through. Like, when I was younger, I would read, like, bigger books, and then I wouldn't even know, like, half the words of it. And then now I read back, I'm like, how did I not know that?
What do you guys think about the rules of not being allowed to bring your Kindle in and read off of it? Do you think it's a good rule and it should stay as a rule? Or do you think that you should be allowed to bring your Kindle in or something to read it if you have that option?
I think that rules should stay enforced because students could get distracted on like a Kindle or an iPad and stuff. And usually, I'm sure 100% that most kids would not be actually doing reading on their Kindle. I used to do that if I couldn't like afford the actual book or something and my parents didn't want to order it. I usually like getting the real book, but like I think that should stay how it is because students get caught up in like checking their Wi-Fi or something like that or like playing video games on their tablet.
I agree with that. If you stare at a book, it can be kind of like but you just stare at a book forever and it makes you tired, right? But if you stare at a tablet, it's bad for your eyes. It's gonna be terrible for your eyes. And it's bad for you. Well, even though you're reading, it's bad for your brain to be looking at a screen for that long of a time.
What about the Chromebooks and the app Epic that you can read books off? Auto books or just regular books?
Reading on a Kindle would be better than reading on a Chromebook because a Kindle can sometimes be the size of an actual book. But for a whole Chromebook, you only have a little bit to adjust the screen and it's just not as comfortable.
Like I say in the beginning, I've always loved books, but I don't really know why I started loving it. It was just like a thing that I started to do. I started to read, my mom told me this couple of weeks ago, actually. She said that I was the first one in my family to learn how to read by themselves, and probably just because I wanted to, but I don't know why, really. It was just a young thing that happened.
I might have been in third grade or second grade, but we had a little reading group, and they took us out to the library, and they, like, read us a little picture book and everything. And by second grade, I was finished reading the first Harry Potter, and I was like, this is boring. You know what I mean? Like, this is nothing. And it was just picture books. And I think that it should have been, like, more open to the student to, like, I think that you should have told the teacher in the beginning of the year they should have, like, a tally of all the students, like, reading choices or maybe give them three books that you like so they can just get, like, a base genre of books that maybe they should pick for the year.
I think I got into reading because it was just, you could express yourself picking any book you would like to read. No matter if it was a comic book or a picture book or a full novel, you could pick what you like to read. And I liked that freedom.
When I was a kid, I had a bunch of childhood books that I always liked, and my mom still keeps them, like, to read them to my baby sister or something. But the main book that I loved the most, and this happened to be the first book that I ever read by myself, it was a Blue's Clues book, and it was about Blue finding her stuffed animal. And now that I look back at it, I still like the book.
I have a series that I like the best. It's Nancy Drew, and it's a lot of mysteries, and it's interesting to read, but it sometimes can catch you up in a book, but then your teacher says, all right, class, time to put away our books.
A book series that I would definitely recommend is a Harry Potter series because the books can be mainly for any age. You can learn how, like, the words can be challenging in them for some, but they also can be pretty easy. It's hard to explain, really. The books are long, and they're very, very detailed. It's hard to get bored in the books, because when I used to read the books until I finished the series, I was able to imagine what was actually going on in real life in my head.
When I started reading the first Harry Potter book, I found myself really bored. There was no way I could get interested in any of the Harry Potter books.
A series that I definitely recommend for younger kids, and it definitely got me started in like reading like bigger chapter books. And I remember seeing my older sister read a lot of these books, Junie B. Jones. And there was a bunch of series, and my sister had a ton of them. And so then I started reading them, and it was just like a funny introduction to like reading bigger books, like with with a lot of pages and chapters. I mean, now that I look back on it, I'm like, I could read this in less than a day.
I feel embarrassed about explaining this to everyone, but I kind of feel embarrassed, but everyone used to read them back in first grade. I feel embarrassed that was, at the time, that was my favorite series mm-hmm. ever. In first grade, we would have a million of those books in Mrs. Heather's classroom. And whenever we had the chance, if we were done with our work, I'd always rush over there, get one of the books off the shelf, and then start reading it. It was really funny, I thought.
Yeah, that's where I was in first grade, too. I ran right over to the Junie B. Jones because I knew I grew up with that. Like, in kindergarten, I remember trying to read page by page and my parents reading it to me. And so I was like, first grade, by the time I could read, I was like, oh, yay, they have these books, so why not?
I suggest reading The Benedict Society. The books are really long, but once you get past a few chapters, you can really get sucked into them. That's what happened to me, and I would be reading like five of the chapters each day just to see what would happen next.
What do you guys think about the Diary of a Wimpy Kid books? Are they too easy or say?
I think they're Lexile level. If you look, sometimes I remember in fourth grade we did this. We looked up different books, Lexile levels, like the kids like would raise their hands, how on another Lexile level of this book. And it's a lot higher. It's like in the thousands for a Diary of a Wimpy Kid. And I still, to this day, have not figured out why, because it's just a couple of words written down on a page, 15 words a page.
Really? Like, basically what I said earlier was with, like, the Harry Potter novels, they're easy and they have harder words in, too. So they're easy to read and they're also not easy to read. It's basically the same thing with Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Now, it seems very easy, but they also sneak some actually really good vocabulary words, which I think hires the lexile of the book. And I have a bunch of the Diary of a Wimpy Kid books, and I think they're good.
Do you guys think they're sarcastic or funny, or do you think they're just something to read to waste your time?
I've never read a Diary of Wimpy Kid book.
A classic book that my dad made me read, and I always look forward to reading because my dad read it like six times. Like, I just remember seeing him reading it all the time, is Huckleberry Finn. I love that book so much. I think I read it like three times, like in a week, because I read it the first time in one day. I just got like so sucked into it, and it was just so good. If you get, there's like a kid's version of it, and then there's also like an adult version of it. I've read both, but the kid version is good to start out because the print is a little bigger, and it doesn't have as many words on a page.
For the summer reading that we have every year, for fourth grade summer reading, we had a bunch of books to choose from, and from the library, there's this really new version of Tom Sawyer, and that was one of the books I chose to read. It has both books, Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. And then there's this really old one that was like the original book, and it had everything on it. And I won the original one, and I'm surprised the librarian gave me that because it was really torn up and stuff. But I really liked both stories, Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. Huckleberry Finn is basically a sequel to Tom Sawyer.
I think you should definitely read the original first. If you come across Huckleberry Finn or Tom Sawyer and you're like, let's see, should I pick the original or the newest one? Pick the original, because if you pick the newest one, then you can't really compare as well as you would if you had the original one first and then the newer one.
Do you guys think comic books should be real books or just to stay comic books?
I think comic books should count as real books. Like I said, manga is basically like a Japanese version of a comic book. So this is some of our thoughts on books and our favorite books. And if you guys feel like it, you can send us some of your favorite books at dragons@dragonsbreathpodcast.com.